The Winter Olympics are less than a month away in Italy, and an elite ski jumper from Madison is waiting to see if she'll qualify for her shot at bringing home the gold.
19-year-old Estella Hasrick made the U.S. ski jumping team last year. She's competed for months to earn high enough scores to qualify for a spot on the U.S. Olympic ski jumping team. The qualification period ends Sunday.
And Hasrick joins us now from Norway. Estella, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
We're reaching you in Norway in these final days before you find out whether you'll make the Olympic team. How are you feeling ahead of the qualifier?
It's a weird time of year for all of us athletes, especially in all of these different disciplines, because there's so many different ways to qualify and so many different levels of competition. So it's definitely gets more stressful, but the main thing you have to do is just focus on yourself and either believe you're going to make it or, you know, reset your expectations and just focus on the process. So that's where I'm at right now, just focusing on the process, making improvements as the winter goes on, taking advantage of finally good weather. There's finally snow here in Norway, which is always appreciated. And yeah, just having like rolling with the punches and having a good time.
How will qualifying work for the ski jumping team? What goes into that?
Yeah, so it's a little different than it has been in the past. So in the past, we've had this one big Olympic trials event and pretty much everything hinged on that. But more lately, we've shifted to a qualification period. So it depends more on a number of results starting in December of 2024 to like a few weeks from now. And it's just based on your like cumulative results in our World Cup. So whoever has the highest finishes is selected to the team. Then we fill our spots based on that.
So for people who watch or you know, who only watch Olympic ski jumping once every 4 years, what should we look for? How should we judge Olympic ski jumps from our couches at home?
Oh, that's a good question. It's always easy to judge from the couches. I do that with a lot of other sports. I catch myself doing the same. Ski jumping is weird because it's a combination of it looks pretty, right?
Yes.
We're judged on our style, but then we're also judged on how far we go. So, I mean, ideally, you're looking for a perfect combo of both. When you see somebody go really far with a really pretty ski jump and they're excited, that's usually a pretty good indicator that that's a good ski jump. So, and if they look a little wonky or out of balance or they're not too happy, it's a pretty good indicator that it's not what they were looking for. So that's what I usually would base it off of. Also, listening to the commentators, they usually do a great job of explaining to you what's going on. And I always love listening to what they have to say.
Okay, what does it feel like to soar through the air like that?
Oh, I get this question a lot, and it's such a hard thing to describe because it's truly unlike any other thing I've ever done. I mean, I've done a lot of basically any kind of sport you can name. I just love sport in general, and I've done a bunch of different skiing disciplines growing up, and nothing quite compares to just this like weightlessness feeling, and you're in the air supported by your own skis, your own equipment, and you're kind of at the whims of the conditions around you. Different wind changes how your skis react and feel, and yeah, you're just this like little thing in the middle of nowhere. And it's just this really special feeling that you can't like replicate anywhere else. Like it has to be on a ski jump. So that's what keeps me coming back for more because it's addictive in a way. And you're always searching for a better ski jump.
Well, here back home in Madison, it has a really long history with ski jumping and the wooden structures for the jumps. You know, that's dating back to the 1910s. Do you feel a piece of that Wisconsin legacy as you aim for the Olympics? How does Wisconsin fit into this sport?
For sure. I mean, Wisconsin is where it all began for me. I'm born and raised in Madison. I learned how to ski here in Wisconsin. I started ski jumping here at the Blackhawk Ski Club. I spent years driving around Wisconsin and the rest of the Midwest every weekend for competitions. But yeah, it's historic here. And it's just this like special older style ski jump that isn't necessarily similar to what I experience and compete in today. But it makes those weird, funky ski jumps that everybody else gets thrown off by feel a little bit more like home. So I always appreciate finding little pieces of Wisconsin history back in ski jumping. But yeah, we've had a lot of massive ski jumpers come out of Wisconsin, Anna Hoffman, Andy Erlob. So there's definitely a lot of us that found our love for it here.
We're talking with ski jumper and Olympic hopeful Estella Hasrick ahead of the Olympics in Italy next month. And Estella is from Madison. So you recently posted on Instagram that you set a new personal best of jumping 128 and a half meters, more than 420 feet last week. What goes into setting new personal bests in ski jumping?
Yeah, that was a really exciting week for me. You know, ski jumping has a lot of its ups and downs, and that kind of translates into having really short ski jumps or really far ski jumps. And after I came home for Christmas, had a nice break with family, I recharged, you know, the cookies and the social battery and everything, and came back here. And first few sessions on the ski jumps, just something clicked and translated into me going a lot farther. So I have less experience on the bigger hills, like the 120 meter ski jumps. So it was really exciting for me to figure something out on that jump that I'd struggled with for a while. So it's a confidence builder, and you just kind of build on that step by step to, you know, keep hopefully setting new personal records farther than that. And yeah.
What does your training entail? Because of course there's the ski jumping itself, but I would imagine you have to do a lot of cross training.
Oh, for sure. We spend a lot of time in the gym. I lift 2 to 3 times a week. We do a lot of technique, so ski jumping, but on the ground. So we're not actually on the ski jump, but we do certain technical things that emulate certain parts that we're trying to tweak so that it eventually moves onto the ski jump. So we can do just a lot more repetitions in the gym than we can on the ski jump. Other than that, I do a lot of endurance. I really like to road bike. I've gotten into cross-country skiing since living in Norway. So there's a lot of things keeping me busy on a weekly basis.
How do you calm down ahead of a jump? How do you go inward and say, you know, focus and do what you've trained to do? What does that take mentally?
Yeah, it takes a lot, especially in conditions like that are super windy, or there's, you know, a lot of snow on the track, or somebody has fallen. It gets to you a little bit in the head. So I do a lot of breathing. I do a lot of visualization at the bottom or the night before. And just a lot of positive self-talk. I found that works the best for me, just to manage those little nerves before I get onto the bar. But, you know, it's always a challenge, and I'm always trying to find new ways to overcome those, just because ski jumping's mental side does have such an impact.
And here you are, 19. You have your eyes set on the Olympics. How long have you had these plans to go to compete at such an elite level? When did this plan start forming?
Oh, that's a great question. For ski jumping specifically, probably since I was about 10 years old. I've always wanted to make it to a high level in sport, no matter what sport I ended up choosing that I would like to do. But I think it was probably around 10, because I went to this youth camp in Lake Placid, New York, and I jumped off a 25 meter for the first time, which was a really big deal for me. And I felt like my first taste of flying, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. Maybe I would want to do more of this. Maybe I can try to make it to the next level. So I guess that's where the seed was planted. But the real like reality of it didn't really hit till I was around 14 or 15, when I had to leave home and go out to Steamboat Springs to train most of the year, because our largest ski jump at Blackhawk shut down. So my next closest training opportunity was a 2-hour drive, and wasn't necessarily the most logistically feasible. So I ended up leaving home, and that's when I kind of committed of like, I either got to switch it up and go here, or think about something else.
And you've mastered the art of online school, living out of a suitcase, you know, navigating international train lines. You've talked about this on social media. How has it shaped who you are as a person?
Ski jumping has totally shaped how I've grown into an adult, and I'm sure into the future. It's given me this perspective on just my day-to-day life that I never would have had before, because, like, as you said, I travel all the time. I get to see a lot of different parts of the world. I get to be grateful for the experiences that I've had while I have them, because you never know if something's going to change. And it's just given me a great respect for other professional athletes, because I know what they've had to sacrifice to get to their level. And two, for my family, because without them, I wouldn't have made it this far. And, you know, they still support me on a daily basis. Yeah, I think that sums it up.
Before I have to let you go, here in Madison, you know, snow is hit and miss each winter, and that's really not great news for people who enjoy winter snow sports. Is climate change having an effect on your ability to train for a sport and certainly train in Wisconsin?
Oh, 100%. I see it every year now. Not even in Wisconsin, all over the world. We had issues here in Norway, which is known for a lot of snow. Consistent training makes a big change in how you're able to build on certain ideas, technical strength, all of the above. And I'm sure for Madison, with even less snow than we have here, it's hard just to get outside when it's raining or slushy. And it always makes me a little sad to come home and see there's no snow on the ground for Christmas. So definitely something I've noticed, and definitely a big impact on training for snow sports.
Well, Estella, we are rooting for you in ski jumping. All the best on qualifying. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Estella Hasrick is a member of the U.S. ski jumping team and a Madison native. She's aiming to qualify for the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy next month, and we reached her training in Norway.